And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Asserting Your Personal Power. Each of my guests is explaining how we can gain or regain our personal power. My next guest is a corporate refugee who used her creative vision to turn Facebook into a marketing tool for her business back in 2007, long before others thought of the idea. She'll share her wisdom about social media marketing from her book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Social Media Marketing. And if you want to join in the conversation, or if you have a question, you can always call us at 639-0008. Jennifer Abernathy has been called everything from a creative visionary, idea maven, and sales superstar throughout her 26-year career. Jennifer's career has exceeded even her own expectations, and she knows that she's just beginning to make her mark. After a highly successful advertising and marketing career with the Washington Post back in the 1980s and 90s, Jennifer left in 2000 to get into the newly emerging dot-com arena. In 2007, Jennifer launched thesaleslounge.com, but when her former corporate clients didn't come flocking to her, because of the impending recession, her visionary skills kicked in and Jennifer turned to Facebook to grow her business before most people even thought about using it for business development. Within 48 hours, Jennifer had realized this is the one future of consumer marketing is going to be, and after 4 years, she's grown the Sales Lounge into a global brand. She additionally serves as a private business growth and visibility consultant and a marketing stylist to celebrities and companies and media worldwide. Joining us from Virginia, hi Jennifer, how are you today?
Hello, I'm doing great. Great to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being our guest, and thank you for sharing your wisdom about social media marketing, because so many of my listeners, being in business themselves, really need to hear the message that you say, that you have. Mm-hmm. And you credit Facebook marketing for growing your business, yet I've had other guests on the show, other internet marketing experts, who say that Facebook should never be the focal point of an online marketing strategy. So that seems contradictory. Tell us your story. How did you use Facebook to market and grow your business?
Yes, how I used it. I got on here in 2007. It was the beginning of the recession, and I had just started this business, this thing called the Sales Lounge. And I just looked at it as this. There were 30 million people at the time on Facebook, and I thought, my gosh, if I can get 30 of them to be my clients, I'll be fine. And I think that's the key there. You want to keep an open mindset. It shouldn't be the only thing that you do to market your business, but you certainly want to be a part of the community. Facebook is the world's largest trade show. There are nearly 800 million people. By the end of this year, we'll have 1 billion people on Facebook. Your business and your brand and you yourself as a business owner have got to be on there networking. You need to be seen, sharing your expertise, and connecting with people around the world. And that's how I did it. I just started connecting. I started sharing my expertise. There were no books out on the subject of social media marketing. There was no friends that I had that were using it for business. In fact, most of the people said to me, Jennifer, my gosh, it's for a bunch of drunken college students. Why are you on there? Because at the time, you know, that's really where it started. It was popular with the college market. But I kept that open mindset because I saw that the community was so big. And within 48 hours of my first update, I got a note from someone in California, and I'm in the D.C. area, asking me if I had a newsletter. And my second note in my inbox after 48 hours was someone from Canada asking me if I did sales and sales consulting. Because California and Canada were early adopters to Facebook as well. And it just kind of went from there. And then I got back into LinkedIn and then Twitter and so many other things, and it just really expanded my brand globally.
Well, without a doubt. Jennifer, talk to me. How did you find those first few people who responded back to you? Because at the time, nobody really knew how to check a profile or what to look for in the profile. Or did you, I hate to use the word spam, but did you just spam a bunch of people?
Oh, no. I do not believe in spamming at all, even to this day. What I did was I went on there for business, right? I went down to the mall. I got my headshot. I thought I was hot stuff because when I was in corporate America, no one ever asked me for my personal headshot. I got my picture taken for $39 in my suit. I came back, I uploaded it, I filled out the page for business, and my very first update was, I'm eager to tell the world about the Sales Lounge. And I hit send, and then I didn't know what to happen, because keep in mind, no one that I knew was on Facebook. I did not know how to use this thing. And I literally turned off my computer, and I came back 2 days later. When I came back the 2 days later, there were two notes in my inbox, and that was one from California and one from Canada. And it just started from there. The light bulb went off. I went, my gosh, this is a small business owner's dream to be able to now market your business and reach people who are literally thousands and thousands of miles away with literally no marketing budget.
All right. My guest is Jennifer Abernathy. She's the author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Social Media Marketing. Jennifer, differentiate between the strategy and the tactics that you have used to grow the sales lounge. I mean, you use Facebook tactically to gain some customers, but what was the underlying strategy behind your moves? Describe your ideal customer that you go out and you target now.
Mm-hmm. Well, my strategy at the time was just getting known, getting my expertise out there. So I always tell people, when you're getting on Facebook, the first thing you want to do, really for the first, 6 months particularly, is share your expertise, share your wisdom, tell us what you do. So what I did for the first 6 months was share sales success and marketing tips. And I just started building my credibility online. And now it's called your digital footprint. So I want the small business owners to know out there, what you're doing by engaging in social media is creating your online digital footprint. And leave a good one. Start sharing your expertise about your products, about your services, and about your business.
All right. That makes a lot of sense. Now, talk to me about video, because the video is taking on a whole new life of its own. What is the role of video in social media marketing? And let's start with the basics. Why is online video important to businesses who want to have a strong internet presence?
It is so important, because right now video is the number two search engine. YouTube in particular is the number two search engine in the world. If your customers are 45 and under, guess where they're searching for you? They're not going to Google. They're going to YouTube. If you do not have a YouTube presence, you will not be findable. And there are 2 billion videos viewed every single day. Video is where it's at. So a great big tip for your listeners today, that they all should invest in a .tv domain for video. So in other words, if your business is called xyz.com, you should also go get xyz.tv. Get that domain, because video is going to become even more important and more mainstream, particularly in 2013 when the Apple 5 television comes out.
All right. Now, we'll come back and talk about that in just a second, Jennifer. But let me throw out some fun facts. You just mentioned over 2 billion videos are watched every single day on YouTube. That number is expected to double by the year 2015. Over 90% of American homes have some form of a video camera.
Yep.
We upload 24 hours of video to the web every single minute worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, only 3% of the YouTube visitors have ever updated a video. So my question to you is, number one, how easy is it to put something onto YouTube and some of the other video sites? And then number two, how do you prevent it from looking really campy, like a really bad homemade movie?
Well, the good news, first of all, it's very easy to go ahead and create your video. You just go to YouTube.com, hit create, set up an account, which is a username and password. Record a video using your webcam, or even, you know, this is the easiest way. Record a 1 minute or less video showcasing you and your expertise. Click upload, and voila, you have it. And then you can start customizing your own channel on YouTube and just have fun with it. So that's number one, how you upload. And I'm sorry, your second question was,
how do you prevent it from looking campy, like really bad home movies?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the good news, is that nowadays yes, it'd be great to have something Hollywood produced, but honestly, that's not what people are looking for. They're looking for connection. They want to see inside, let's just say, for example, your studio. They would love to see a 1 minute clip of what the day in the life of you in the recording studio is. Show us what's it like inside your office every morning when you have your morning coffee meeting with your staff. Show with us a lunch party that you're having. You know, tear down the walls to your business. It doesn't have to be Hollywood produced. It doesn't have to be campy. But what it can be is just be yourself. Share with the world what's it like the day in the life of your business. And that's what's going to make you relatable, connectable, and you're going to come across very authentic. And that's who people want to do business with.
They want authenticity. My guest is Jennifer Abernathy, author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Social Media Marketing. And Jennifer, I want to come back and talk about just the whole concept of measuring the accountability of this. I mean, James Wanamaker, who was a retail giant back in the early part of the 20th century, said, 50% of my ad dollars are wasted. I just don't know which 50% that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, measuring advertisement, at least in his day, and even really through the end of the 20th century, was problematic at best. How has this changed with social media? What are the metrics or the measures of return on investment for social media that business people should be looking for?
Okay, great question. Yeah, what we're going to start measuring is, and we're just getting into that measurement phase right now at the end of 2011, and going into 2012, we'll be sure able to tell measurement. We are going into, instead of an ROI measure, which is return on investment, we're looking at an ROR, which is return on relationships. We are going from a B2B or B2C economy, meaning business to business or business to consumer, to a P2P, person to person economy. So as small business owners use social media to start connecting to individuals and making them feel validated, they will start seeing a huge return on their investment, also of their time on social media. They will also strategically start what we're going into a phase now of social business, where people are getting online for business to strategically start networking, acknowledging, and aligning themselves with people who are going to advance their business, their personal brand, forward. And that's when you're going to start big time seeing the return.
All right. We'll look forward to that in the future. Now, something else you alluded to in the future in one of your earlier answers was this move to Apple TV when Apple TV 5 comes out.
Mm-hmm.
What is going to be so revolutionary about that, and when do you anticipate that this will be out?
Yes, and I want to stand corrected. It's either Apple 4 or 5. But my friend, my business colleague, Frank Spencer, who's a business futurist, shared this with me the other day. There was an article in, I believe, the New York Times about Steve Jobs. One of the last things he did was work with his Apple television, and he felt like he really cracked the code with something called Siri, S-I-R-I. And what's going to happen when this television, Apple television, comes out in 2013, we are literally going to be able to walk up to our television sets, those of us who have this Apple, new Apple, it's either 4 or 5, television, and be able to say, bring me a program that tells me everything about Facebook marketing, for example. I'll just use me, Facebook marketing. And it will not only search the television channels, but it will search Internet TV. It will search YouTube and bring me all of the television channels of small business owners to the living room. So, again, I appeal to Small Business America and you personal brands and celebrities that are listening to the show. We want to get you with your own webcast or your own television channel, because now Apple television is going to bring us to the world, into people's living rooms.
Oh, that is amazing. My guest is Jennifer Abernathy. Jennifer, here's a little bit of trivia for you that'll make you chuckle today. In the world of international products and so forth, people who market products like Apple's Siri really need to be aware of what the product name means in other countries. Did you know that Siri in Japan means buttocks?
I did not.
Yes, that is a fact. Siri is buttocks in Japan. Just some false trivia that you can share with your friend Frank and others as well.
We need to tell the folks, the executives at Apple, that they named it after one of the engineers' girlfriends, I believe, who was from India.
That's right, but in Japan it means something else. Of course, Apple is also the brand that brought us the iPad, which had its trouble with its name early on as well. So my guest is Jennifer Abernathy. We're not talking about Apple products specifically. We're really talking about social media marketing. And Jennifer, kind of lost or overlooked in all of this discussion about social media marketing is email. Is email dead? I mean, has been replaced by Twitter and short message sent, SMS? And what is the role of email marketing going to be in building one's business?
I don't believe email is dead. I really don't. But, you know, people are getting tired of it because we're all getting so much of it and we're all getting so much spam. So, again, the more that you can personally connect, and I think that's why social media sites like Twitter, for example, and Facebook are so popular, because, one, you can get your message out there to that person and they can read it in a second. They don't have to work for it. Two, that's where people are. They're online. They're spending time online. And so you can send that quick message, that quick direct message to that person and get your information out there. But now, I don't believe email marketing is dead, but I think where it's going is people are going to combine email with video. I believe video email or video easy, video newsletters, things like that. I use a great product called MailVu, MailVu.com, and I send a video email. And people love it. The response that I get is amazing because, one, it's a little bit entertaining, And the word I use is infotainment. You want to start infotaining your prospects, your clients, your customers, sharing information that's going to help them in their business and their life, but in an entertaining way. And video is a great way to do it.
No, that without a doubt. Now, Jennifer, is all of this generational? I mean, the older people that might be listening to our audience are going to react to this news differently than, say, the younger people, people who are under 30 years old. Mm-hmm. Are we starting to see a generational divide right along the lines of the digital divide?
Yes and no. And in fact, it'll probably surprise a lot of people, but on Twitter, primarily, it's the baby boomers. It's a little bit younger than baby boomers. It's a 35 to 65 age demographic. The 20-somethings don't like it. And so that surprises a lot of people. When I get on Twitter, I mean, I'm conversing with professionals nationwide, you know. And so that is a market that, you know, most people want to get in front of. So don't overlook that. On Facebook, yes, it did start with the college market, but now, again, the parents have taken over, the professionals have taken over, and with social business, it's primarily baby boomers that are on there. And so I say to people, don't discount this stuff. Be a part of it. But where the younger people are going is, you know, obviously they're using texting and, you know, they do like video as well. That's where they get a lot of their information. So if you're hiring younger people, you know, they're getting a lot of their information through video. So, you know, I think the biggest issue among generations is just accessibility and knowledge. All of this is just, it's not accessible to everyone. Not everyone, believe it or not, has an internet, high-speed internet connection yet throughout our entire country. So some people don't have access to that. Maybe within their store, they're blocked from using some of these social media tools, so that's an issue. But also knowledge. You know, we just have people who were early adopters, like myself, in 2007, and we've jumped on this thing and have embraced it. And there are other people that are still trying to figure out what it is. So I just say, once it's evenly distributed, the knowledge that is, we'll all be in a much stronger place. And that's when you're going to see even more social innovation happening online.
Well, my guest is Jennifer Abernathy, author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Social Media Marketing. You are a wealth of knowledge, Jennifer. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about maybe the book or even what you do for a living, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Yes, I would invite them to the Ultimate Success Lounge, which is thesaleslounge.com. And I work with people globally, so they can check me out there. I'm also on Twitter at Sales Lounge. So be glad to connect to anyone in that way.
Wow, that is great. Thesaleslounge.com. Jennifer, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great. Thank you. And here, raise my glass to your success. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.